This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Closer to Christmas. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Last hour before the Christmas holiday. On Christmas, by the way, we'll have a Todd Starnes Christmas special for you. If you've heard Todd Starnes before, he does a great Fox News commentary every day. And so let him have the whole 2 hours on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm off for my annual post-Christmas dad-daughter shopping excursion. This has been an annual thing that I've done the last number of years with my daughter, Haley. She has a way of assembling a lot of gift cards, Nolan. The Christmas
As do
holiday.
Most kids. I accrue a lot of gift cards. Do you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is this something you request as gift cards, or it just kind of happens?
A lot of times, for me, I don't want people to purchase me gifts, so I tend to really be bad about giving people ideas on what to buy me, so they end up purchasing gift cards, to which case I can purchase whatever I would like.
And you like it that way?
Well, I mean, I like it, but yeah. I mean, I by no means require gifts in the first place.
I'm always amazed, kids. You know, when you're older, somebody gives you something, you're like, yeah, nice, thank you. It's for me, you sort of see it as the thing. The younger you are, you tend to say, you know, I really don't like this, actually. I might take this back. Thank you very much. I'm out of here. So we had a couple of those gifts last night in our house. You know, Marie and I were fine with this. Wonderful. Thank you very much. But kids, I don't like this. Taking it back. So the gift cards probably are the safe route that way. So anyway, Haley and I are going to do our little dad-daughter Christmas shopping trip. So Daryl Lease will be in here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll be back Thursday and Friday on What's on Your Mind. And then it's just like roll up the sleeves and here we go in 2018. Here we go. So last hour, lots of Christmas cheer. Thank you. And some more rolling in. Another said, how about all the medical people that have to work on Christmas? We did have a nurse call who gave a shout-out to fellow nurses, but you're certainly right. All of the Christmas folks working in the medical world are certainly sacrificing time away from their families to care for others. Another says, the trucking employers will have to start paying their employees per diem. If they don't, the truckers will find a new employer or they'll become self-employed. The per diem paid by the employer is tax-free. Okay, a little tidbit there. Thank you. So I think we're caught up on texts and emails, and we're going to pivot this hour. Corey Lewandowski is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's former campaign manager for Donald Trump. He's written the book, Let Trump Be Trump. Let Trump Be Trump. And so that'll be fun. Look forward to that coming up at the bottom of the hour. I mentioned last hour that we would talk about what Kevin and Chris Cramer are probably going to be discussing over the Christmas holiday. And that's an enormous amount of pressure from President Donald Trump, from Vice President Mike Pence, from all of the political White House operation, from Senator Mitch McConnell, from Senator Cory Gardner, who heads up something called the National Republican Senatorial Committee, from the Republican National Committee. Basically, anybody worth their salt in the political world is really laying it on Kevin Cramer. There's a story in today's Politico about this, saying many senior Republicans, this story, by the way, is about a challenging 2018 political environment for Republicans. Now, they've been saying this forever, and I guess Virginia's race staying governor, staying Democratic rather for governor, and also the Roy Moore race, which was really about Roy Moore and what he was accused of, right or wrong. That's what that race became about. It wasn't about do we want a Republican senator. So I don't think either of those, a Democrat replacing a Democrat as governor of Virginia or a very unique Senate race in Alabama, say there's some sort of tsunami coming that's bad for Trump. But this is how the swamp works. They want you to believe that, okay? So the story was about that. But buried in the story was the fact that many senior Republicans say they've seen greater coordination with the White House political department. The administration and Senate Republicans have embarked on a joint effort to recruit North Dakota Representative Kevin Cramer into the state's Senate race. Trump has personally spoken to Cramer. Last week, the congressman met with Senator Mitch McConnell, National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Cory Gardner. Earlier this month, Cramer and his wife Chris met with the National Republican Senatorial Committee's Executive Director Chris Hansen, who made the case to the couple that Cramer had performed well in polling that the committee had conducted. The White House and McConnell's team have also been in talks about wooing former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty into next year's special election for the seat being vacated by Democratic Senator Al Franken. Now, let me speak for a moment about what I think would be best for North Dakota as it pertains to this discussion, and by the way, Minnesota too. Because I think Trump and everybody else mentioned here, wooing Kevin Cramer in the race, are doing it for the right reasons. They have polling that says, you run, you beat her. You beat Senator Heitkamp, you win. Donald Trump only lost Minnesota by 1 point. Tim Pawlenty is popular in Minnesota. Now, he is more of a Romney Republican than he is a Trump Republican, but to the extent that he would have to recognize Trump performed better in Minnesota than Mitt Romney did, I like Tim Pawlenty. I do a lot. I just there's a ton of character there. There's a good, solid faith guy. Just, you know, the whole Sam's Club Republican thing, I think, plays well in western Minnesota well. He's just a genuinely nice guy. He really is. Really, really is. So, I think he'd be fantastic. And Trump would spend a ton of time in Minnesota and in North Dakota, two states where he's obviously popular, judging by the last presidential race. So selfishly, this is like, oh, please, 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 please. But another story in Politico, this one in something called Morning Energy. I have these both posted on Facebook if you want to see them. North Dakota Representative Kevin Cramer tells Morning Energy, the departures of three senior energy and commerce members, Joe Barton, Tim Murphy, and Marsha Blackburn, may offer him a chance to move up on the panel and will factor into his decision on whether to challenge Senator Heidi Heitkamp. It all becomes part of a formula to make a difficult decision more difficult, he said. It's a factor I'm considering for sure. We only have one member from an entire state. Influence matters all the more. Whereas a new senator is a new senator, even if he used to be a congressman. That is definitely part of the calculation. What should Kevin do, in your mind? Now, I happen to believe the United States Senate needs more of the timber, the character, the tenacity of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Okay? Because he wouldn't go over to the Senate and think he's the big deal because he's a senator. He'd recognize he's there because people put him there and remember, just like he has honored them with the incredible amount of access that he has as a House member. He'd take that to the Senate. I think he'd show other senators how it ought to be. Because that chamber is, they define ego. I mean, whenever the word ego was invented, the U.S. Senate was somehow factoring into that equation. I'm telling you, folks, those people, they get up every morning and have a big old bowl of self for cereal. You know, it's yes, there's a few exceptions, but it's just a stuffy, all about me kind of place. That's not Kevin Cramer. So if you're Kevin Cramer, you know that's how that place operates. And I know for a fact that Donald Trump, in the conversation in which he said, Kevin, please do this, said, I'm not so sure. Well, why? Well, they don't work that hard, for one, over there. and look at the pace of legislation and things we've done in the House compared to the Senate. He said, well, that's exactly why we need you there. So for the sake of the country, for the sake of saving us from the snobbery of the Senate, for the sake of getting a wake-up call over there, I'd love to see Congressman Kevin Cramer get in this race. And make no mistake, the polling that has caused Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell and all these others to descend on him is exactly the polling that's scaring the living daylights out of the Heitkamp camp. I mean, they realize. In fact, I've said before, I wouldn't even be surprised if, like Byron Dorgan, Heidi Heitkamp would find a way out of this race after Kevin Cramer declares. Because the writing will be on the wall, and not much is going to change January to November in North Dakota. But he does have a good position in the House. He is the only member representing all of North Dakota. What should he do? What do you think he ought to do? Some of you have waited on Facebook already. We'll get your take on the phones to it, 258-0550, as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frank Friday on What's on Your Mind.
They told me pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Yeah.
Our newborn king to see pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Who does Little Drummer Boy better than Frank? Huh?
Our finest gifts we'll bring for rum pa pum pum.
We're all about on Rags Friday, brought to you part today, by the way, by our friends at PetroServe USA. If you're in any kind of a Christmas panic on last-minute presents, don't forget the stockings now. You put cool stuff in the stockings. I'd get the PetroServe USA today. Fill up. If you have a 4-for-4 special, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day, and then go inside and say, I'll take one of each color fidget spinner. I'll take some of those Energizer batteries. They're all buck off, so all the things work. I'll take some of those giant king-size Hershey's Gold Bars. Those are good in the stocking stuffers, you know what I'm saying? I'll take some of that Bison merchandise. I'll take care of you right there. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right. Here's the little bit of Christmas cheer left off that I did not get to. I told you I had one non-traditional Christmas cheer, and it relates to this discussion about the race with Kevin Cramer and potentially Heidi Heitkamp. That race is going to command a lot of discussion on this program between now and November, no matter who runs. If it's Tom Campbell versus Heidi Heitkamp, if it's Kevin Cramer, if Kevin Cramer goes up in the Senate race, you have the House race, it's just going to be a lot of discussion. There's no doubt about it. And I want to tell you this, that I honestly do want to wish a Merry Christmas to Senator Heidi Heitkamp, to her husband, and to her entire family. And know that while politically we might not agree, this is someone who's serving North Dakota. Being a Democrat in elected office from North Dakota is a lonely job. All right? There's a small group of very vocal folks, but that's a tough gig. And setting politics aside, setting, you know, who you want to win aside, I just want to say, I think all of us should at Christmas time find people that we might not necessarily agree with, that we might not have the same values and belief sets and everything else, but say, hey, they're an American, they're a North Dakotan, they care, they're doing what they think is best. So I want to extend Christmas cheer and greetings to Senator Heitkamp. I'm very sincere about this, and I'm being cute. I think we all should do that. CJ from DAC Diesel is here. Before we get back to the calls, Clinton, Bismarck, Henry, and Fargo want to weigh in on this question of whether Congressman Cramer should win. But first, we got to get those truckers back on the road with the help of one of the best, CJ at DAC Diesel. How's things going today? You last minute, get as many trucks out of the door as you can?
Oh, yeah, I wish it was that way. I did have a rush job on Monday and Tuesday, so it was major engine work, but in 2 days he was up and running and out the door. He had had to be down in Oneida, South Dakota on Wednesday, and lo and behold, he was there. So it was a good week so far. Today it's back at it, just working on a couple pickup trucks, no semis this week, besides the beginning of the week, so. But everything's going good. I'm getting ready for Christmas, and just like I guess everybody else, all your callers are.
They are. It's been fun today talking a little Christmas cheer. One idea that I have for some folks out there that might want a Christmas present as in better fuel savings would be that revolutionary little service you provide for folks. Tell us a little bit about how you can save them money on the bottom line and save them gas mileage.
Yeah, it's the TrueSaver 25. It's revolutionary. It's something that's been out on the market for a couple of years now, but they're hitting the market pretty hard. Right now they have over 200 authorized dealers across the nation, but they're for big trucks. They increase fuel economy anywhere from 15% to 30%, and you also get better power. And also, your emission systems pretty much do not give you any issues after the installation of this product. Huge savings, not only for customers when they put it on in fuel, but also a huge savings when it comes to downtime.
DACDiesel.com to find out more. And if you can't go wrong there, folks. TrueSaver 25 going to save you money on the bottom line. Call CJ and get it scheduled for your rig. 701-258-5011. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, you too, Scott. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for letting me be on your program.
We enjoy it. Take care, sir. Henry in Fargo, tell me, what you think Kevin Cramer ought to do?
You say Henry?
I did, yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, Merry Christmas. Kevin Cramer will not run because he never made more than 40 grand before he got into the U.S. Congress, so he will not risk his $200,000 a year paycheck on a gamble for the Senate seat. He's pretty secure where he's at. Not unless he gets some really good internal polling saying he can beat Heidi, you will not see Kevin Cramer run.
Well, you just proved your theory wrong because he was presented three different polls by the White House, as it reports in this political story, saying you run, you win. So that's some pretty good internal polling right there.
Well, you don't see him running, do you?
Well, it's a little early. You know, that's what this is all about. Now is decision time, right? That's why he was just given this polling.
Well, I'm willing to call back after we see somebody else run for the deal, but I don't think he's going to give up his secure paycheck to take a gamble at the Senate.
Well, it's certainly a risk any time you run. I don't think there's any doubt about that, Henry. That's a fair point. Appreciate your call. What should he do? What do you want him to do? Henry's kind of saying what he thinks will happen and giving his theory on it. Once you've been in Congress and had the stature, Congressman Cramer would not have to worry about a paycheck in his time if he ran for the Senate and decided not to. But, you're not guaranteed anything. Texters here saying, Scott, I like Tom Campbell. Wouldn't he do everything you described about Cramer? I think Cramer sees things too often through rose-colored glasses. Tom Campbell is a farmer from Grafton. You've probably seen the ads, heard the ads on the radio, heard about Tom, state senator from Grafton. He is a stated candidate for that seat right now. I don't think there's any doubt he'd be a great senator. I think he'd have a very good chance. You look at the success of farmers running for office, he'd have a great shot. But I think anybody that is politically savvy would say the current member of the House that has the reelect that he has would probably have a better chance than somebody running for the first time on a statewide ballot. Doesn't mean that Tom Campbell wouldn't win as well. But somebody else on Facebook says, Terry Joe, he needs to stay in the House. Tom Campbell would take Heidi to the cleaners, and we'll have straight, true conservatives in all three of our congressional seats, and a governor and a president who's bound and determined to put America first. Ron and Bismarck, what say you?
Yeah, I have exhorted Kevin face-to-face about staying in the House, but he's good there. But number two, he's a praying man. God trumps me, so he will hear what God says, and he'll do what is right. Thank you.
And he said as much, right? He said as much that he is praying about this. Tom Campbell's a praying man, too, so you've got good stock there. This is a fun situation to watch. Corey Lewandowski when we come back. Don't go away.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Whatever happened to Christmas? It's gone and left no traces.
Can anybody name me someone that has a better voice than Frank Sinatra? I just don't, can't think of anybody. There's no, he has no equal. Frank Fridays, ladies and gentlemen. And today it's Frank, all Christmas. So we can bid you a Merry Christmas. Brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. And a shout-out and Christmas cheer to all of our fine sponsors, including all of the Thompsons and the entire crew at H.A. Thompson and Sons. Folks that have been serving Bismarck Mandan for over 100 years, started in 1908, so they've been going at it now 110 years. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, first in Bismarck Mandan, but now all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana with the Link service, where they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of like 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains and help your bottom line. They're in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. Call them at 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. hatandsons.com. The author of Let Trump Be Trump, Corey Lewandowski, he's actually co-author with David Bossie. He'll join us here momentarily. We're going to track him down right now, and we'll talk a little bit about Donald Trump, who moments ago was in the Oval Office and signed the legislation for the new tax bill. And, of course, the media's got to throw questions at him. And one of the questions, actually, I thought wasn't too bad as they were trying to shoo the media out, was, do you think the Democrats are going to regret opposing the tax plan? Here's what he said. But then he offered a little olive branch, a little Christmas cheer to 2018 and Democrats. See what you think here.
Democrats will really regret. The Democrats already regret it. You know, they have their typical thing, it's for the rich. They know that's not true. And they've been called out on it by the media, actually. But the Democrats very much regret it. They wanted to be a part of it. It just doesn't work out. But I really do believe, and I said on social media today, I really do believe we're going to have a lot of bipartisan work done. And maybe we start with infrastructure, because I really believe infrastructure can be bipartisan. We've spent $7 trillion in the Middle East, not to mention all of the lives and all of the heartache, and it's so sad. $7 trillion. It's time for us to rebuild our country. Thank you very much, everybody.
He's gesturing for them to leave. They keep yelling. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Waving. Goodbye. Listen, they don't leave.
Well, we're going to get infrastructure. Infrastructure is the easiest of all. We're very well on our way. We've essentially repealed Obamacare. You know, the individual mandate is a very big factor in this bill, frankly. A lot of people don't talk about it because the tax cut is so important. But infrastructure is by far the easiest. People want it, Republicans and Democrats. We're going to have tremendous Democrat support on infrastructure, as you know. I could have started with infrastructure. I actually wanted to save the easy one for the one down the road. So we'll be having that done pretty quickly. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
He's giving him the thumbs up. They keep shouting questions.
President Trump in the Oval Office just moments ago.
Oh, it's so hilarious to watch. It really is. So anyway, Donald Trump has signed the tax bill, and it is it's in the books. It's in the books. Okay. We're waiting for Corey Lewandowski. Let me get to a few more answers to the question, what should Kevin do? Congressman Kevin Cramer. Two stories in Politico prompted this question for us today. One, talking about the fact that the political climate in 2018 is going to be very difficult for the president, and that's why North Dakota's Senate race is so important, and how the president himself, Mitch McConnell, you know, the head of the RNC, and all of the apparatus of the Republican establishment are begging Kevin Cramer to run, begging him to run. Okay? And that's the story in Politico. And then there's another story in which Morning Energy, another Politico news sheet, is talking about the fact that three senior Energy and Commerce members, that's the committee that Congressman Cramer is on, Energy and Commerce, three senior members, Joe Barton, Tim Murphy, and Marsha Blackburn, are leaving, which would offer Congressman Cramer a chance to move up on the panel, factoring into that decision, whether he ought to stay. Scott says, I think he ought to stay where he is. John says, stay in the House. Liz says, I think he's doing great, but that's a big move. I know if he spent a lot of time in prayer before he made that decision. Heidi needs to go, being that he now has some experience with the process. Maybe it'd be a good move. I think he would do well, says Liz. Terry says, we read that one earlier. Phil says, I don't think the establishment wants Tom Campbell anywhere near the Senate. Chad says, if he runs, he flips the seat. There's no dirt on him, no October surprise. We need a lockdown in the Senate more than the House. Hal says, the budget deal is done. He'll announce for the Senate after New Year's. Might very well do that. By the way, President Trump is now at Andrews Air Force Base, so that audio I played you was about a half hour ago. He went from the Oval Office to Marine One, flew to Andrews Air Force Base, leaving for the Christmas holiday. Normally, you know, when he lands with Marine One, before he walks over to, you know, the head of Andrews walks with him, the commander there walks with him to Air Force One, right? He diverted today and went over to greet a group of military members and families and took pictures, and you never see that happen. They normally walk right from Marine One to the steps of Air Force One, and the president diverted today and went over there. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right. Corey Lewandowski is still on another call, I guess, and they said to just keep calling him. So that's what Manny is doing. Karen in Fargo, in the meantime, what's on your mind?
Well, I was surprised pleasantly to hear President Trump talking about doing something about infrastructure. I hadn't heard that before. Do you have any idea what he wants to emphasize?
Everything. I mean, this has been around for a while, and they're talking about a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. And, you know, he's talked about that during the campaign. He's talked about it since his president. The reporters were asking him, well, why wouldn't you do that first? Because it's something that Democrats support. That way you could say, you know, you got to bipartisan, warm and fuzzy, and he agreed that it's an easy one. Said he wanted to save that for later. So
I hadn't heard about it before.
Yeah, it's been talked about, but mostly in just sort of swamp talk. You know, I mean, not really. A lot of the political tip sheets and stuff have talked about when they would do it, but this is the next best next big heavy lift. What's interesting is there'll be so much spending, they'll lose some Republicans on it because of just the sheer dollars that's required. But I happen to think if you get the tax reform bill passed and it does what it did for JFK and what it did for Ronald Reagan and to a certain extent George W. Bush, and people see the growth rate and they see additional dollars coming in, you know, they're going to say, well, maybe we can make this investment. To me, that's the big worry also, though, because what happened with Reagan, more revenue came in, but it all got spent in deals with the Democrats, which is not a good deal. So I don't want them to spend it all, but I do think, you know, we are in need of infrastructure. We've kicked the can down the road so many times. It needs to be done. There's many areas where I have to say I was in Europe, you know, for the first time this summer, had never been there before. And I don't think there's much about Europe that's better than the United States of America. But I will tell you this. They have ridiculously high taxes, of course, that funds this. But their infrastructure is significantly better. You know, their roads and railways and how they do infrastructure is better than ours. It just is. So,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Karen. And it'll even be a merrier Christmas if they get that infrastructure deal done. Sounds like you're all for it.
Oh, sure. That sounds great.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you, Karen. Nice talking to you. Merry Christmas. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We love our callers on What's on Your Mind, and our good friends at Delta allow us to celebrate our callers. One call does it all, to deltaconstructors.net. And this was a fun one, actually. Michelle in Columbus called us yesterday. She wanted to give us a little bit of a history lesson.
Hey, so you really hit the spot with me on this 1984 business here now. That was the right time. And I remember coming up out of the 60s, there was a book called 1984 Science Fiction. I read it and seeing TV for the first time with Eisenhower and Nikita Khrushchev banging his shoe on the podium, and the Sputnik was the first satellite Russia, and they were international law and outer space, and then we got to 1984. And here it was, the nicest 10 years, being self-employed, doing business, I mean gangbusters. That is the time of my life, those 10 years there. And then we got the movie that was called The 2001 by Arthur C. Clarke, and we was looking forward to that as being the inconceivable future again. And it happened. So here we are now with President Trump, and we are in the space age. We are here now, and I think that this is just really going to be a good decade that we're looking. America is the greatest nation on earth, and we are going to shine.
How cool is that, huh? Tell me that Michelle in Columbus doesn't give you a little extra bump in your step heading into the Christmas weekend with that history lesson. And thanks to Delta for allowing us to celebrate great callers like Michelle in Columbus. Delta Constructors, where one call does it all. Turnkey well sites. Just call them first before you call anybody else, and it's like pushing the easy button. 406-250-8151. Eric, standing by right now. Ready to make your 2018 way better than it was in 2017. E&I services, temporary flaring services, electrical and mechanical design. Turnkey, they do it all. 406-250-8151, online at deltaconstructors.net. We had a call yesterday from Cavalier. Somebody walked into the FSA office up there and they said, where the heck is the picture of President Trump? Why isn't that up? Secretary of Agriculture, too, we have an answer. We'll tell you when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is, if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that if somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
On the first day of Christmas, I gave my loving dad a most lovely lavender tie.
What do you think of Frank there, huh?
Second day of Christmas, I gave my loving dad.
That's not Frank either, is it? They've been cranking for the Partridge in a Pear Tree, I'll bet, huh? I'm guessing.
On the third day of Christmas.
Frank and Friends for Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, hi and welcome back. Final segment. Corey Lewandowski, evidently, we originally had scheduled for the top of the hour. And then they said that because of a family obligation, he wanted to move to the bottom of the hour. He said, of course, it's Christmas. And evidently the family obligation is going a little long. That's okay. It's Christmas time. So the author of Let Trump Be Trump will be on another day. We'll reschedule that. coming up. I'm very curious about this next caller, Gail in Grafton, because she told Manny she went to high school with me. Oh, it's a he. Okay, I'm sorry. Male, yeah, this is Scott. Is this Gail?
Yeah. No, they got the information a little wrong. I graduated from Montevideo in 1965.
You're a Montevideo graduate in 65, same hometown.
Yes, and I worked for your dad on a KDMA for a little while.
You did. How about that?
Yes. I just wanted to tell you that. I thought that was pretty cool.
What did you do out there?
Well, I was on the radio. I had a night shift.
Do you remember the bomb shelter in the back of that place?
Yeah. I remember all that. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. This is in the I don't know, they don't do that much anymore, but that radio station was built literally with like a bomb shelter. The idea being if there were a bomb, you could go on the air and broadcast and instead like, you know, all this brick layered around it. And, it was pretty cool. I drove by the other day. They've got it looking very different these days. Well, how about that? So you were a Mohawk in 1965, and they're no longer Mohawks now, politically.
No, no longer. They had to change the name over there. So.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. Well, it's amazing how many people.
I was out of KLX for a little while, too, back in the 70s. So.
KLX up in Grand Forks.
Yeah, and worked for Jim Bowman.
How about that? I love it.
Yeah, so it's kind of a small world.
It is indeed. That's awesome. Yeah. I hear a lot. People often bring up Montevideo to me because they hear me talking about it on the radio. So I've heard lots of Montevideo connection stories. Kind of cool.
Yeah,
Gail,
yeah,
nice to hear from you.
Yeah, well, I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir. Absolutely.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
And just want to let you know that I'm a Trumpster, so things are good.
Things are good. Exactly,
yeah.
Right. Thanks, Gail.
Okay. You bet. Bye.
Appreciate that. See, in North Dakota, that's something you're proud of. See how that works? I had a friend in Las Vegas, decided to spend the afternoon asking people, having to be by the pool that afternoon, if they supported Trump or not. And he asked roughly like 100 people. And of that group of 100, 70 were no, 30% were yes. But of the 70, more than half came back and said, I am, but I just don't like telling anybody. See, we don't have that problem in North Dakota. We are who we are. We're authentic. See? I love that. I absolutely love that. It's fantastic. Thank you for that. Let's see. What else? Oh, I promised an answer. We had somebody call from Cavalier. They'd walked into the FSA office. They didn't see a picture of the president. They didn't see a picture of the Secretary of Agriculture, and they were mad. So we reached out and said, what's going on? And we had this reply come back this morning. Speaking on behalf of FSA, we have not yet received copies of the official portrait of President Trump. As soon as our offices receive the portrait, it'll be immediately displayed. And we did a little digging on this. Evidently, that is the case. That, you know, there's an official portrait taken, and then they're printed up, and then they're sent out to all the offices. The Trump administration has obviously not seen that as a priority. I kind of take that as refreshing, right? I mean, I don't know, but I bet Obama had it done the first day, right? Get this thing up, get it up right now. Hey, I'm the president. I wanna... So I guess the Trump administration is less concerned about them putting it up than anybody else. If I was at the FSA office in Cavalier, if that was my job, and I had people ask, I'd wonder, I would get a photo from any one of, you know, 9 million sources you could find on, just search it on Bing or Google or whatever, of the president, vice president, you know, secretary of agriculture, whatever, and I'd go out and put it in my own little 8x10 frame, and I'd just put it right up, right there. I wouldn't wait for anybody to send me an official portrait. I know, it's a lot to ask of a bureaucrat, right? Oh, well, it doesn't work that way. You got to wait till the picture comes from Washington, and then you put the official portrait up, and then you follow the instructions and the little thing that comes along with it. Just do it. Just go outside the box a little teeny, 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 teeny bit. Why not? Come on. Live a little. That's what I say.
Well, good morning. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to our Constitution, wherever it is. Thank you.
Sounds like that caller's a little concerned that it's been forgotten. But that's, you know, a fine Christmas shout-out. Our Constitution. How about this? Christmas cheer to all those who believe in the awesome genius that is in that Constitution. Christmas cheer to the defenders of the Constitution. Christmas cheer to those that remember we have a Constitution. Because it takes elected leaders to go do that day in and day out, right? So, gosh, we're out of time. We've got to go. A lot of Christmas cheer today. A lot of fun discussion. And unfortunately, we're out of time. Remember, Todd Starnes will be here on Monday, Christmas Day. You don't want to miss that. And then Daryl Lisa of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Tuesday and Wednesday for me. I'm back Thursday and Friday. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. We do honestly, sincerely appreciate you. We started the program with that today. Let's end with it. Our great gratitude for you, our fine listeners here on What's on Your Mind, wherever you're listening, however you're listening. God bless you. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.